Good morning. It's Sunday, July 5th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, America's 250th birthday celebration took a political turn in Washington. After severe thunderstorms delayed the event by nearly 2 hours, President Donald Trump addressed crowds on the National Mall with a speech blending patriotic themes and campaign-style messaging. He praised American achievements while renewing calls for stricter voting laws, warning about what he described as the threat of communism. The event also faced record-breaking heat, tight security, and criticism from opponents who accused the White House of turning a national milestone into a partisan event. Organizers said attendance grew despite the weather, while a Reuters Ipsos poll found many Americans believe the anniversary celebrations have become overly political. The nationwide commemorations continue throughout the year. Another news. A dispute over free speech unfolded during Independence Day celebrations in New York Harbor. The U.S. Coast Guard ordered an environmental group's sailing vessel out of the sail, 4th 250 parade, after banners promoting clean water, indigenous rights, racial justice, and climate action were displayed. Officials said participants had agreed to avoid political messages during the event, and the vessel was removed after refusing to comply. The Hudson River Sloop Clearwater Organization disputed that account, saying it was never asked to remove the banners, and argued that advocating for clean water should not be considered political. More than 40 tall ships from 20 countries participated in the anniversary parade, highlighting how even commemorative events can become flashpoints for public debate. Around the world, Ukraine has carried out one of its deepest drone strikes of the war. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces hit a major oil terminal in St. Petersburg, describing it as infrastructure that helps finance Russia's invasion. Ukraine also claimed it struck a key Russian naval base in nearby Kronstadt. Russian officials confirmed the oil terminal was hit during what they called a massive drone attack, but reported no casualties, saying dozens of drones were intercepted. Meanwhile, Kyiv rejected Russia's claim that it has fully captured the eastern town of Kostyantynivka, insisting Ukrainian forces remain in control despite ongoing fighting. Both sides appear determined to strengthen their positions ahead of upcoming diplomatic talks. Another news. North Korea is pressing ahead with its naval modernization program. State media reported that leader Kim Jong-un observed the launch of a strategic cruise missile and other weapons tests aboard the newly built destroyer Kang Khan. The evaluations included anti-ship, anti-submarine, air defense, and electronic warfare systems designed to assess the vessel's combat readiness. Kim praised recent advances in military technology and ordered the destroyer to complete final trials and enter active service within 2 months. The Kang Khan is the second 5,000-ton warship unveiled as part of Pyongyang's effort to expand its naval capabilities. The latest tests are expected to draw close attention from regional governments monitoring North Korea's growing military ambitions. Another news. Lebanon's leadership is looking to secure international backing as a fragile ceasefire continues. President Joseph Aoun urged the United States to remain committed to Lebanon's institutions, military, and people following a U.S.-backed framework agreement aimed at ending hostilities with Israel. The deal envisions Hezbollah's disarmament, a gradual Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon, and expanded deployment of the Lebanese army, though Hezbollah has rejected the proposal. Despite the ceasefire, Israeli strikes have continued in parts of southern Lebanon, with fresh shelling reported on Saturday. The United Nations says more than 640,000 displaced people have returned home since late June, but many border communities remain inaccessible as reconstruction and security challenges continue. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.